Yo, have you had your dose of pep today? No? I've got you. Yo, this is Coach Jay here with a very special episode of the Pep Talk Podcast. I'm going to call this a pep bite, and I think I'm going to start doing these, as much as I can, just because I think that sometimes, middle of the week, we need a little bit of extra pep, and I want to be able to provide that for you. And the last time I did this, I got some really good feedback on it, so I want to kind of keep on it and keep building from it, just to come to you with just a brief micro episode that I hope can get you over the hump in your week and just shift some things in you as you're moving from one season into the next. And here's my message for today. I recently saw a video from Jay Shetty, the masterful podcaster, interviewer, you know, mindfulness guy. And he said this. He said that self-worth comes from doing hard things. Self-worth comes from doing hard things. Let's think about that for a second. We're often on this kick about self-love and loving ourselves and, you know, all of these things. And we often say, you know, you've heard the saying, you can do hard things. We say that a lot, especially with growth mindset. But this whole idea that self-worth comes from hard things, I think that's next level. Because there is a portion of self-worth that comes from a confidence that we have to have in ourselves. And for many of us, we have not yet proven to ourselves that we can do the things that we believe that we can, and that we should believe the things about ourselves that we can. Like if I tell myself, we're going to get in better shape, we're going to get in better shape. And I've done this before. So if we're going to get in better shape, we're going to start getting up and going to the gym 3 times per week. And then Monday comes, I don't get up and I'm like, okay, self, we missed this. We missed Monday, but we're still going to go Wednesday and Friday. Okay, Wednesday comes. Nope, didn't make it. Self, we're going to go Friday. I didn't go. What's happened? I have lied to myself 3 times. And so as a result, the next time I say, okay, self, we're going to get in shape, my inner me has no reason to believe that we're actually going to do what we said that we're going to do. So there becomes this cognitive dissonance that happens on the inside of us when we've lied to ourselves so many times, when we've made promises to ourselves so many times. And so think about this whole idea of self-worth. What am I really worth to me? Am I worth enough to me to tell the truth to myself about myself? Am I worth enough to myself to go through the hard things, to go through the season of rejection where the things that I really want to happen, every door is closed, every avenue is blocked, and every person that I encounter keeps telling me no? Am I worth enough to myself to fight through those hard things, to learn what I can from those hard things, and just to find a way to take one step and then to take another step? See, I know somebody's listening to this and you are in a season of life where you don't think that your dreams are ever going to come true. Your confidence may be at an all-time low because the things that you thought that you were good at, nobody else believes that you're good at those things. The people that you've been desperately trying to convince that you can do the very things that they keep telling you no about, you've allowed that to impact your self-worth. But see, your self-worth is not about them. Your self-worth is about you. Answering the question, what am I worth to me? And see, the way that self-worth is developed in doing hard things, it's in doing the hard things that ultimately reveals what we really think about ourselves. So no matter how many people have told you no about this thing that you believe that you're good at, are you worth enough to yourself to find a different way? Are you worth enough to yourself to continue believing even though everybody outside of you has told you no? Are you worth enough to yourself to tell yourself yes? Because see, if self-worth is proven in hard times and in hard seasons, too many of us have given up at the exact moment where our worth to ourselves should have told us just to take one more step, just to have one more affirmation, just to do one more hard thing, just to get up one more morning and go to the gym, even though I haven't seen any results yet, just to go on one more audition, even though 9 auditions prior, I've just been told no, just to pitch to one more customer, even though 30 customers prior have told me no. Am I worth enough to myself? Is my belief worth enough to myself to go through the hard time, to go through the hard season, and refuse to allow my value to myself, come on somebody, to refuse to allow my worth to myself to be impacted by people who don't believe in me like I believe in me? I dare you to be worth enough to yourself to believe in you when nobody else believes in you. And don't just believe in you as a theological discourse or a philosophical exercise. I dare you to believe enough in yourself, to have enough worth to yourself in those hard times to continue to take the kind of action that's going to get you where you want to go. Because see, in the end of things, the only fuel that you need to get you over this obstacle and over this hump is just to believe that you can and that you are worth enough to yourself to keep going. Because Jay Shetty is right. Self-worth is proven in the hard times. And if I know anything about you, is that you were made for hard times like this. All right? So that's your pep bite to get you through the rest of this week. I'm your host, Coach Jay, and this has been a bonus episode of the Pep Talk Podcast for this week. If you need something, let me know. Reach out at thepeppodcast@gmail.com or @_JBSpeaks on Instagram. Share this episode with somebody who needs it. Somebody needs a bit of pep. Somebody needs some encouragement. And you're hereby deputized as a member of the Pep Squad to do just that. So share this episode. Let somebody know that you need them to hear this. That's what they need to get over their hump, to get through their hard season. And I'll see you next time on the Pep Talk Podcast. Y'all, be blessed. Peace.